Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, LGUS 469, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. You think you got to wait for college basketball to resume with the Final Four? You're wrong. We've got two games on the board tonight. TBC action, NBA action, NHL action. Talks of Major League Baseball futures. We're less than 2 weeks away. Major League Baseball season starts in about a week and a half. Right now, Coach James Young will join us a little bit later on. Street clothes, Sharapan on the radar. We've got Jay Berman, the second best updates on the network, and a raging redhead, Cam Stoll. What's up, Cam?
What's happened? Actually, Moretti, we have four basketball games. I've already made a play on the two women's games in the Elite Eight. So I think we're going to throw. And no, your Lady Wolverines are in action tonight. And a great one between UConn and NC State. The Wolfpack, a very, very strong team as well. So, yeah, we could dip into females, male action, whatever you want. That's what we do. We bet.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. You've got the best one-liners, actually, that they're always like out of context. But nevertheless, you know, I've got a real I put in a real, this is a good play last night, actually, Cam. Speaking of the women's tournament, I was watching, you know, the men's tournament, and it sort of just went right into the women's game of Texas. I never change a channel. So it went right into Stanford and Texas. And I'll tell you what, Stanford are good. Like, really
very good.
Like, Stanford and South Carolina are the two best teams. They're on a collision course. Michigan Wolverines never made it this far before, actually. Never made it to the Elite Eight before. So I knew they were good. And, you know, I'm betting Major League Baseball futures, Cam, but if I'm going to have my money, you know, if I'm not getting paid, bro, until week four of the NFL season, I want to add something to it. So you know what I did? I took the Stanford woman money line and I parlayed it with the Cleveland Guardians under, and I got that at plus 138 right now. So now I can live with that. I got the Guardians under plus 138. That's smart betting right there, Cam.
That's mixed. Yeah, you're dipping into all leagues. I know. I like that. No, and I saw when I was
that's
in
like
Vegas
my Denver Bronco AFL play. I did that, Cam, and it won, if you recall. I did it in game one night at like 3 a.m. Adelaide Fremantle under Denver Broncos under 8.5 wins. And I put like 250 and it turned into 700. I'm like, you know, if I lose, I lose. I'll play the future again after, right? But that was my – and now I figure I'm going to come back again on the Guardians under, bro. There's no way in hell this team wins 77 games.
No, they're awful. And the thing about that division is, you know, you got the White Sox. They're the cream of the crop. You have to lay juice to win with them. Kansas City will grind a bit. They got Zach Greinke back in that lineup with some young players. So that's the thing. Cleveland's horrible. Like, they had no hitting on the best of times, Gabe, when they had a couple good players. So, yeah, I believe the Guardians are going to have a horrible year. And as for your saying, I'm with you on those cross promotions and parlays. They work out great, man. Like, I've done the same thing with golf and other stuff, and the numbers can really blow the tote board up. Kind of like horse racing, man, if you clip the right one. And yeah, you're right about the Stanford women. I saw them play when I was in Vegas against Oregon, and it was like, this team is very, very good. Very, very good. Second best team in women's basketball.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is. They've got a big blonde girl center that's pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, she's an animal. Yes.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I'm Moretti, digging it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Coach Young. will join us in a couple of moments. We'll get into some NBA player props tonight. Interesting, you know, it's always an interesting dynamic in the NBA when getting into who's in, who's out. And we have a lot of players that are out tonight, like a lot of players that are out tonight. And it's a real shame, actually, that the Boston Celtics are resting everybody tonight against the Toronto Raptors because the Raptors, Raptors are battling for a play-in spot in a playoff position here. So that's a real shame. Thanks, Boston. Except Toronto has to take advantage of it right now, but they will. They will.
I agree.
They're going to. They will. It's 8.5. So tonight in the NBA, I got to tell you, it looks like it's a big money line. It's a money line parlay night tonight in the NBA.
It is.
If you look at the, you look at these games, like the Atlanta Hawks, or the, you know, the Atlanta Hawks laying 8 on the road. The Hawks are going to win, but you don't really want to be laying 8 on the road. You get into Orlando and Cleveland, although Cleveland have been struggling as of late. I got to tell you, man, Sacramento or Miami, I'll tell you right now, like I'm taking the 14 points. I'm taking the 14 points.
I agree.
Way too many points. The Heat have lost 4 straight games. Like they're blowing leads. They're fighting on the side. Like people, oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, whatever. Have they won since? Like, no. So how big of a deal is it?
Yeah, I know it's Orlando, but Sacramento went in there and won. Like that. The thing is, they've been actually grinding and playing better basketball. Asking the team to win by 15 or more, that's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, Morenci, that parlay we put together, I can't believe it. I've won the last 11 hockey bets. I haven't been on this roll. Like, you gave Montreal that night, and I did some others, and I did another one yesterday, and it won. I literally, like, won, like, $1,600 in, like, $20 parlays.
Nice.
Just, like, ding, ding. Yeah, no, it's great.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like my account.
Well, you just mush yourself coming into tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I know. I actually, tonight's card, like, I don't.
It's like talking about a no-hitter.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, no, you're right. It's a very difficult evening for Ron Rubber. But I got a couple plays. You're right.
I'm sure you do. Difficult night. You say difficult. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, Cam has a couple of hockey plays. Wow. You know, it's shocking. Will Smith punching Chris Rock in the face. That's shocking. Cam betting hockey, not shocking.
That scene, that looks set up to me.
You think
anyway,
it was a work?
No, it wasn't.
It was a work.
It felt that way. It looked that way. Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. Got the song Boys of Summer stuck in my head. It's baseball season. It's baseball season's back. And, you know, I saw that video of the kid that went into the Edmonton Oilers locker room. You see the kid's got brain cancer. Nice nice gesture by the Oilers. They made him the captain. All right, so he came in the room, made him the captain. He sat next to Connor McDavid and stuff. And, you know, they all gave him an applause. It's a nice moment. But it struck me that they were listening to the Boys of Summer in the room, Cam. That's what caught my eye about the whole thing. Everyone's shedding a tear for the kid. I'm like, all right, listening to the Boys of Summer, hey, guys? Like, they were cranking Boys of Summer in the room. And no, great story as far as the kid. It's not a great story. The kids, you know, whatever. But you know what I'm saying. So the song got stuck in my head is baseball season now. But I prefer the Atari's version. I like the Atari's version. A little more of an edge. Than the Don Henley one. Don Henley one
like
is great.
Both.
Quality song. So baseball is back. And in fact, baseball starts in 9 days. I think it's next Thursday.
Yep.
It's kind of a weird day. Like baseball's always started traditionally on Thursdays, I guess. Like, why do you guys screw everything up? Like, why? I get you're coming out of this little lockout and stuff, but I guess because they want the weekend series. They want to cash in right away. Right off the top.
Yes.
But normally, I'm just saying, like, normally baseball season's supposed to start on a Monday afternoon in Cincinnati. So, just say, we'll go by tradition. You're supposed to have the Reds play first. I don't know why. It's like the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I'd rather see the Lions on Thanksgiving than the Reds. What gave the Reds the right to start everything off? Like, what have they done? They had a racist owner. Like, yeah, there's nothing.
They were the first team, I think. They did it first. Yeah, they were. They did it. Yeah, they were. They played first. Sort of like Iowa getting the first vote. What made you guys get the first primary? To me, listen, I don't mind a lot. Speaking of Detroit, you see, we're coming, Detroit. We're coming. I wish, no offense, Kansas City, but I wish Detroit was next year. It's in 2 years only. I got all excited. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, going to go to the draft this year in Vegas. Next year, Detroit. It's going to be awesome.
People don't know,
I thought
know,
you
man.
And me go to Greektown in the casinos.
Oh, like, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I love that casino. I told you, man. Like, Detroit's awesome. Like, the people don't understand the revamped Detroit. The prices are great. Everything's cheap. They have a wicked casino.
Everything's
legal
in Detroit. Everything's legal.
Yeah. Party time, man.
Michigan.
I'm in. I like
it's a
Michigan.
Thumbs up state. It's a Morency-approved state. Sorry, Missouri. You guys, you're getting sports betting legalized. Like I said, it's kind of a come down. Like, I mean, you got sports betting, but we need full legalization.
Yes. Hey, Missouri, keep working on it. The show me state. Show me some more freedoms.
Because I said today right away, I said, oh, I'm going to the draft. I said, see you in Detroit, guys. Road Rage Detroit, set it up. We're doing it. And people are like, hey, what about Kansas City next year? I was like, TBD, to be determined.
I love how you plan, Pharrell can handle Kansas City.
Pharrell can handle Kansas City.
Is that what we're going to do? We're like, we do it in groups? Okay, like we're Vegas, we're Michigan. Pharrell and Carver, like even, they do Missouri.
I even told, like, there's all the big events. I played it up like I was a nice guy, like a big team guy, Cam. Truth is, I don't want to go to some of these places. I told him, I don't need to go to every event. I was like, I don't need to go there. I'm good. Like, I don't need to cover. I said, you know, there's certain ones, as in selected states that I approve.
Yes, I know your MO. When you want things, you want them there, and you don't have to have problems with it. So that's the way you dictate your life. I get it.
Somebody asked me yesterday, Morency, you going to do a show in Florida? I just said, no, I'm not.
No. Honest to God, if I go back to Florida, I'm probably going to end up in the slammer for nothing. I'll be drinking a beer out in public, and some guy's going to, like, throw me down on the ground and throw me in the slammer. I'm like, geez, I got arrested for going to a friggin' walk-up drive-through.
You guys have some work to do in Florida, too.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Florida, chill out. Chill out. We're just here to have fun. Guys, making tourism tough. We both picked up by the cops on the same night. Different sides.
Hey, listen,
of the city.
I like your enthusiasm for the women's basketball tonight.
Yeah, I do. I've already bet the first game. I think it's actually a really good game. And UConn have been the queens of ladies' hoops. But for everyone not paying attention, the NC State Wolfpack are a really good team. Like, they're very, very strong. I took the points tonight with the underdog. And I'm thinking about doing the same with Michigan.
I'll tell you what, I'm surprised. UConn's only 3.5-point favorites.
So it's there for a reason, Gabe. I got it at 4. Actually, are you kidding me? The line was 4.5. So people are betting? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I got it at 4.5 earlier.
Look at you. You're moving women's numbers now. You're a big sharp.
Yeah.
You've always been a big ladies, man.
They say I'm dull. Wow. I'm shocked. Really?
UConn women down to minus 178 now. Total 130.5. You're right. How do we not jump on the Lady Wolverines? They're good. I've watched all their games in the tournament. They're solid, Cam. They're a solid team. Pardon me, I'm bad with the names. I'm bad with men's names too. So it just is what it is. But Michigan have like a pure score, man. She scored more points than anyone in Michigan school history, like men or women type thing. You know, I don't know. Like, each team is like stylistically different. Michigan, bro, like they're all like slick, skinny chicks and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all like very quick. You know what I mean? They're very quick sort of. Like, each team is built different. Like, some of the teams are just big, right, man? Like, South Carolina, Cam. You got some big girls, bro. Like, you
South
don't
Carolina.
Have a chance of getting a rebound.
Yeah, no.
Like, you go up. They're like,
the Gamecocks, it's over. Like, you're not needing. I have futures on them. Like, Like, that was the easiest bet. It's not like the men's Final Four. Like, South Carolina needs to play the worst game in the history of basketball.
They did lose to Kentucky in the SEC Women's Final, though, Cam. They're not unbeatable. They did lose.
They weren't there mentally. They already were thinking about the tournament. But anyway, I got something for you, even low. Oh, God,
I do like Michigan, though, plus the 5.5.
Why not? We got NIT women. And guess who's playing? Your favorite
NIT women.
Middle Tennessee women versus Toledo women. Toledo,
are they good against the spread too?
I don't know. That's a good question. We got to dig deeper. And Columbia versus the Seton Hall women. Wow, it's ladies' night.
Lady in red.
What, Chris DeBerg? I'm betting with
this NC State.
Yeah, Lady in red.
Lady in red.
The Wolfpack. Oh, yeah, I'm in.
All right, so
let's go.
Well, you know what? We've actually got a guy. I don't know. Maybe you and I should wait to give our call. A woman's college basketball.
Actually, that's a good point.
We've actually got a guy that's actually coached women's college basketball.
Good call. You should probably wait before clicking on the NIT women's.
Except, you know, I'm still taking Michigan. Coach can't.
You have to. For you, it's not even like it's an order. You have to take Michigan, ladies or men's. That's what you do.
We're going to find out. Are the Lady Louisville Cardinal, are they killer? Lady killers. Are they that good, Louisville, that they should be 5.5-point favorites?
It's a good question. I don't know. I've watched NC State play before, Stanford, many of the teams. I like the way they do it with the quarters in the women's game, too. It was a lot of fun. When I was in Vegas, they had women's basketball on all the time. Like it was really good. I'm telling you, though, Gabe, this NC State team's got a chance against UConn. I think they can win the game outright.
Now, we should talk more about it. Good for you for bringing it up. I saw the commercial during one of the games. It said that 46% of NCAA athletes are women. Yet only 10% of media coverage is about women. 446, right? Compared to 10% media.
I'll give ESPN credit for that. They show a lot of women's basketball now. Like, I'm telling you, Gabe, like when I was in the horse book and sports book, the ladies' basketball was on a lot. They could do more, but it was
on. It's much better now. They're doing a better job. But Camp, they didn't even let them use the March Madness name until this year. Remember last year they gave the ladies, it was like prison food. Like Giselle Maxwell was eating better at Rikers than like the woman players were. The Manhattan Detention Center, like the woman players
eating
were.
Eating better at Rikers. Rikers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're all on his Game Time Decisions. I'm Morency. I wanted to get to some hockey as well because I know we're going to be basketball heavy with the coach coming up, but the coach isn't adverse to talking some pucks as well. We'll get the FanDuel odds boost. Talk about the women's tournament going on. We've got TBC, the basketball classic, the best tournament of them all tonight. I think we got an all Sun Belt, actually. Coastal and South Alabama. Going head-to-head this evening. And Southern Utah, the Thunderbirds, take on Fresno and Fresno. They've been hot in this tournament. Let's bring in a coach, James Young, right now. But, Coach, first things first, and I want to get back to this. Cam thinks it's a work. I had a poll question last night. I'll get the results. Man, we got a lot of responses. Like, we had like 500 responses right away type of deal for this thing. And I asked people, was it real? Was it a work? Hulk Hogan tweeted, if you don't know a work, then you're a jabroni.
Yeah,
so,
it was a work.
Iron Sheik chimed in and said, I see the Will Smith put the Chris Rock in a camel clutch. He approved. People are believing that it is settled in, that it's real. Cam, you maintain it was a work, not real.
It's just when you watch it, it's not a natural response. Like just the way that it came up with. Like I think he sold it. I think it's very similar to the Jim Everett, Jim Rome situation, where it's almost like he knew something was coming. I'm not going to say.
But what do they have to gain?
That's kind of the point that I'm trying to like back up my point. Will Smith said some things about.
But they're not selling WrestleMania.
His hair.
It's not Monday Night Raw. It's the Oscars.
But they're selling. No, but the Oscars haven't been around for a while. Just getting people talking about it for extra time. I don't know. That's probably not a good enough reason.
The Oscars doesn't want that.
No. They were going to kick him out. Anyway, it felt like wrestling to me. It didn't seem 100% authentic. I think there's disdain. He was making fun of her haircut before, and like the Fresh Prince has got issues with that. But I don't think it just felt weird. Didn't it feel unnatural to you? That's just my take.
Coach?
Didn't feel.
Hell no, that was real. That was real. I mean, he came up with the full windup. I mean, he came over the top with it. I mean, listen, I thought Chris Rock may have even shed a tear. But listen, there's something you do not do is you don't go after a black woman's hair. So Chris Rock kind of went into that zone where you don't want to play. And that, I mean, listen.
He should have known better.
He should have known better.
Especially being a brother. He really should have known.
And here's the thing. Juwan Howard, what he did, that was a mush. What happened last night, that was a slap. So just
so in other words,
to understand the difference, this was a lot worse than what Juwan Howard did.
So in other words, Chris Rock has a rock jaw because he took the shot pretty well. He barely moved. He barely flinched. And he had a great line after, and he said, well, this is the greatest night in television history.
Exactly.
It's a good way to – he handled it pretty well, Chris Rock.
He did.
Listen, it was awkward looking, Cam, but like I said, dude, it's an embarrassment for Will Smith, man. Like, it's not good.
You can't be doing that stuff. You can't be
and,
doing
that. Like, he was crying after, and Denzel Washington was going over to him, and Tyler Perry, and Leo DiCaprio, and Jada was crying all night. So I think it was real. But to me, it's a bad look for Will Smith that just basically smacked Chris Rock, and he didn't even move. Like, that's, exactly. You know, you played Muhammad Ali in a movie. And another thing, too, movie. As somebody stated, Miss South Dakota stated on Twitter last night, if you really want to stand up for your wife, maybe you shouldn't have cheated on her. But let's get to some picks.
That's another good point. Excellent point, Rancy. You know what? Well, Chris Rock makes fun of her hair a little bit.
Coach
he's
like,
a comedian. He's like, no. You end the case right there. Like, I'm the judge. Decision. Good call.
Ooh.
Yeah, you brought it.
We tell it like it is here. I just see all sides. I'm not even giving my opinion. I'm just driving the bus.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. Just driving the bus.
I agree. good bus.
Well, on to the picks.
All right, on to the picks.
On to the picks.
All right, so let's go with the woman's first here. Let's start off with the woman's games. Yes. UConn coach Cam got NC State at +4.5. It's down to 3.5 right now. One thing I know, he was talking about women's hair. I don't like betting against the UConn women when they play basketball. I'll bet against the men, but I don't like betting against the UConn women. Are NC State this good, Coach, that they're going to knock the Huskies off?
They are this good, and they've been playing well. There's a couple of reasons why you have to like UConn. Number one, most importantly, the game is in Bridgeport. It's in their backyard. So imagine being the one seed and basically playing a road game because that game's in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which would have all the Husky fans nice and riled up. Number two, you got to remember that they went a long stretch with Paige Beckers, who is probably the best player in college basketball, maybe besides Aaliyah Boston, the big from South Carolina. So getting Paige back and getting her rolling is a key. The third key that people need to talk about is a kid named AZ Fudd. She was the National Player of the Year 2 years in a row. Actually won the National Player of the Year over Paige Beckers when Paige was a senior and she was a junior. And she's starting to play a little bit better, 13-16 the last two games. And if she becomes that X factor with Crystal Williams, with Paige Beckers, they are, and you got Adoga down low. I think this is too much for NC State. I think I like UConn minus a point. It's not going to be a blowout, but I do think because it's in Bridgeport, that gives me the edge to the UConn Huskies.
You're damn right it is. Cam, you're betting against the UConn women in UConn.
Yeah, hey, I got my reasons. Maybe our boy. I'm telling you, there's a couple girls on NC State that are, like, really good, man. Okay, this program, UConn, I know they're there every year. I'm just saying. So what, the lines makers, all of a sudden, like people in the know are bringing – how come this line's not going up? It's going down. Like, it's kind of – it's weird to me. But anyway.
Because they're wrong. I'm just kidding. We'll see what happens.
I don't know.
Listen. I'm not discrediting anything that's going on with NC State. They've had a great year. They got this kid Diamond Johnson, who I got to play up close at Rutgers before she transferred to NC State. She's a dynamic guard, and they can hit you in a lot of different ways, and they defend the ball really, really well. This is not one of these things where you line up UConn and just say, all right, they're just going to steamroll their way to a national championship. This is not one of these years. And I wouldn't be completely shocked if NC State won. I guess my point is, because of Beckers, because of FUD, and because it's in Bridgeport, that's why I'm leaning UConn minus the points.
Coach James Young with us. Coach, what about the Michigan Wolverines, who make it to the Elite Eight for the first time in school history? Hard to believe. The Michigan have never gotten this far before. I was talking earlier about Hillman, averaging 21 points a game, 9.6 rebounds. You know what's really hardcore, Cam, and I respect you for getting in on some NIT, and I think you even betting some CBI women's action or whatever, the extra, yeah, extra games. I'm a little disappointed, though, they don't have women player props up. I wanted to get in on Paige Beckers and stuff. We're the player props. So what about this game with Michigan taking on Louisville? And I know Louisville are a very good offensive team. They score 72 points per game, man. That's some serious numbers, man. 72 points per game in the women's game is a lot. Can Michigan hang with them getting a 5.5, Coach?
It'll be tough because of the way they could score. And they got a couple of kids that are just really dynamite players. The kid Van Lith out of Washington, you know, I've seen her play growing up, as she was growing up, dynamic guard. And the kid from New York City that was Emily Engster, who was a New York City kid that was at Syracuse that transferred over, as a stud, can stretch you out inside out, hit the three, take you off the bounce, dynamic passer. Listen, Kim Barnes has done an amazing job at this place at Michigan. Kim Barnes used to be the head coach at St. John's and has steadily has brought in Michigan up through the ranks to the point where they are a Final Four team. And, of course, you've got to talk about the kid, Naz Hillman, who is an absolute, like, machine. I mean, she may be like the black version of Ivan Drago because she just puts in that work night after night after night. I mean, think about this. 17-10 last game, 27-11 the game before that, 24-11, 18-12, 18-15. Yeah, you're right, FanDuel. You should have put out some player props because everybody would have been jumping on that double-double machine. But I'm going to go with the better team overall, and that's the Louisville Cardinal. Jeff Walz has done a fantastic job for a long time at Louisville. Look for them to cut down on that, and same thing with UConn. Give me Louisville by about 10. I think they pull it out tonight.
Yeah, we should note that Louisville and Michigan played on December the 2nd. Louisville beat them 70-48.
Ugh. Wow.
That's a beatdown. 70-48.
I got some information for you. NC State is 25-2 when it gives up fewer than 74 points. The Wolfpack are college basketball's 13th ranked scoring team. They average 77 points a game. UConn squad currently 23rd ranked in scoring. They average 74.3. NC State's defense is good too. They only allow 57 and a half.
Sounds like we should take the over 131 here in this UConn NC State game.
You go by the math. Yeah. Yeah. I think there will be points.
What do you think, Coach? The Michigan game could go under. Look, last time they only got to 118. But, you know, and UConn could light it up, too. I like the over. I'm going UConn money line and the over of that game.
And it's women's basketball teaser. Women's basketball teaser.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to get to. I haven't even gotten to the pucks yet. Ron Rubber's getting antsy. He's walking. He's walking around the dance floor right now. He's looking around. He's scouting the scene. We got the coach, James Young, with us. All right, let's get to the NBA. We'll get back. The college basketball doesn't start till later. I think it's like 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
The Fresno's a late game. So let's. Yeah, we got the women's game coming up at 7 and 9. So we talked about the UConn game. Let's get into the NBA right now. I've already put some player props in here, Coach. Let's go in order of the rotation. Let's start off with the Orlando Magic getting 8.5 points against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Total is 217 in this basketball game. Tell you what, the Cavaliers have lost 3 in a row. They've lost 6 of their last 9 games. The injury is really starting to catch up to this basketball team, as is the pressure, Coach, right? Now they've had a little target on their back. And the Raptors have tracked them down, overtaken them for sixth place. And I think they're feeling a little bit of pressure right now, knowing that they're about to fall into the play-in tournament. Orlando have lost 2 in a row and 5 of their last 7. I've got a player prop that I'm playing, but I'll throw it to you first, Coach. What are you doing with this game?
I'm going with the Cam Stewart special. I'm going with the Orlando Tragic. Plus the points. I just think it's a little bit too many points for me. In regards to
the
player props.
Stewart special.
It's either that or the Detroit Pistons. It's got to be one of those
the
two.
Scrappy pick of the night, the Orlando Tragic. All right.
Yeah, I love it.
And listen, the Magic.
It's too many points.
And listen, they're 5-1 against the spread the last 6 games as an underdog. So they've been playing better, and the Cavaliers are not good. 2-5 against the spread the last 7 as a home favorite. And 0-4 gets for the last 4 games overall. Give me the Orlando Tragic plus the points. And when you go through a player prop perspective, I'm going to actually go to Cleveland, and I'm going to go with Darius Garland over his rebound prop. It's a low number. It was 3.5 earlier. I'm just seeing if it's still there. -3.5 and -110. I like this play for Darius Garland. Averaging 3.4 this season, 3.7 last 10 games, hitting 3 of the last 6. Orlando, 27th in rebounds allowed, and give up the 4th most rebounds to point guards in the NBA. Give me Darius Garland over 3.5 rebounds.
Well, you sold me on that, Coach.
I like that. Who do you like for Orlando to score? There's a lot of low numbers tonight, and these are the games we like to attack. Like,
well, there's one guy.
9.5. RJ
Hampton,
8.5. Who?
And that's Wendell Carter Jr. right now. He's a must play. And remember, Coach and Cam, I talked about him. Coach, he's a double-double machine, right? He's a double-double machine, this kid. And what's amazing, though, is his player rebound prop. So his player rebound prop was 24.5 earlier today, and the Sharps bet this up to 25.5, and with good reason. He's gone over this number, guys, in 13 of the last 15 games. 13 of the last 15 games, he has gone over his point and rebound prop. Just to put in perspective his numbers, guys. Last game against Golden State, 19 and 8. 19 points, 8 rebounds. Against Oklahoma City, 30 and 16. Against Brooklyn, 18 and 8. Against Philadelphia, 23 and 12. Against Minnesota, 20 and 10. All right, he did not hit. It was one of the games against New Orleans, 13-8. The game before that, 20-12. 13-18, 21-12, 24-12, 10-10, loser. 25-12, winner. 14-11, winner. 22, we can go on and on. Like I said, it's 13-2 in the last 15 games, guys. Jump in on this. Wendell Carter Jr. over 24.5 if you can get it, but still at 25.5. Points and rebounds. That's the way to go, player prop there. Let's keep it rolling here. And in fact, let's just blast through them. We got Denver and Charlotte coming up here. It's a fun basketball game. And I did put Jokic in here, Coach. Jokic is another one that's just, he's carrying this team right now. Absolutely killing it. Jokic is 27.5, guys. He's gone over this number in 5 of the Nuggets' last 6 basketball games. But Charlotte are hot, man. His team have won 7 of their last 8. What do you do with this one, Coach?
You know, you got to think about Charlotte. One, you're a little concerned because it's a back-to-back off a really big win at Brooklyn last night. But I have this feeling that it's going to be the Nuggets. Actually, no, I'm going to take the Nuggets. I can't take them. I was going to take them. I'm going with Charlotte. I just changed my mind. I'm going to go with Charlotte at home to win this game. I think, listen, they're playing for playoff seeding. They're playing real too well. They're a home dog, which is why I love them. I know the Nuggets are 8-10 against for the last 10 road games, but they're 1-5 against spread the last six following a straight-up win. And Charlotte is 6-2 against the spread the last eight games overall. So I do like that. I do like the over in this game because they always usually play to the over. And the fact that it's back-to-back, I think Charlotte just tries to outrun them, outrace them. So give me over 232 and Charlotte plus the points.
Trying to get Charlotte's starting lineup here right now. We got the Celtics starting lineup. Smart, White, Grant Williams, Nesmith, and Thies.
Mm-mm.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Smart, real White, quick, Grant real, Williams. Not Rob, quick, not sorry. Patrick Williams.
Yeah, no.
Really quick. He's out for weeks.
He's out a couple of minutes. Really quick, because someone just asked in the chat, a good play to look at, it's plus 250. I would sprinkle a couple bucks on the Joker triple-double tonight because if they're going to win, he's going to have to do everything for that team. He's going to score. He's going to get the rebounds. It's just a matter of if it's the assists, and they're going to run the offense through him. There's no way Plumlee can check him. So if you got a couple of bucks, maybe look at that plus 250 triple-double for the Joker.
Can't help yourself, huh, Coach? It's never enough, huh, Cam? Joe hits 27 and a half. We go, hey, it's gone over five.
Coach,
well, you want a little more? I'm going to go a little more.
The coach doesn't understand the subtraction sign. It's only plus. Like, he doesn't even know what that is. It's just
did
a line.
Did you do this to your players when practice was over? A little more, girls. A little more. Just a little more.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, you don't want players that are in the minus. You want the plus. So I'm always thinking, I'd rather, you know, a little extra shekels. You know what I mean? I want just a little bit.
All right. Speaking of overs, the Hawks and Pacers. These two teams have gone over all three times that they played this year, and in fact, they've actually gone over seven straight times head to head. One thing that we should note: Trae Young scores against everybody, but there's a few teams that he really murders. And one of them are the New York Knicks, as Coach knows. Although Knicks are balling right now. One of them is the New York Knicks, but the other one is the Pacers. He dropped 47 the first time they played. They played three times this year. He's averaging 38 points a game against the Pacers. Atlanta have won six of their last nine games overall. You know, they're 16-3 their last 19 home games. I know it's on the road, but I'm just saying, the Hawks are winning games now. Like, they've turned a corner. And it's basically Trae Young, Coach, carrying them on his back. Like, this kid is unbelievable. He wins for it. You want to talk about MVPs. I know I'm saying he's going to win the MVP or anything, but he's kind of the definition of it. MVP's not who has the best stats. But if you look at this kid's stats, he's putting up massive numbers. If Trae Young isn't there, the Atlanta Hawks are worse than the Sacramento Kings. They're like the worst team in the NBA. Like, they're nothing. Like, everybody sucks on that team suddenly except him. And somehow they're winning all the time. I'm taking his player prop over tonight, Coach. I'm not overthinking it.
You're thinking it perfectly. I think Trae Young goes absolutely nuclear tonight. Because think about this. If you look at his points prop tonight, which is at 30.5, yeah, big number. But think about who's not playing. No Hunter, no Gallinari, no John Collins. So what does that mean? That means it's really Huerter, it's Trey, and it's a couple other jabronis. They're going to have
I got
to
it at 29 and a half, too.
So very good, guys. I love Trey to go over
Jabroni.
His player prop, and I like the Hawks to cover. I don't mind the -7.5. Indiana sucks. They got a lot of injuries. No turnout for like forever. No Brissett, no Washington, no Jackson, no Duarte, no Brogdon, no TJ Warren, no McConnell, and no Rick Smits. He ain't playing either. So I do love the Hawks minus a point. And you know where I'm looking? You know, can he get a little double-double somewhere? Trae Young.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
No. Ready? Listen. Listen, I said I like Trae Young to go over 30 points. 30-plus Atlanta to win, plus 134. Lock it up right now on FanDuel.
How about this? How about this? Atlanta Hawks, Toronto Raptors, money line, -150, Cam.
Oh, yes. Sold. Done. Already done.
Toronto Raptors, Atlanta Hawks, money line parlay. This is a bigger one. I'm going in. I just put it in. Let's go. What do you think, Coach? Hawks, Raptors, money line parlay. No Jaylen Brown, no Jason Tatum. Smart is playing. Williams is out, of course. We just went over their starting lineup, bro. Like, it's not pretty. Not pretty for the Boston Celtics. And the Raptors are in a zone right now. 8-2 straight up in their last 10. They're so hot, their building caught fire the other day. Siakam.
Yep.
He's on fire. Siakam hit a shot, and he jumped so high, Coach. Speakers caught on fire. Remember the old video? He jumped up.
How do you get a fire in a speaker? That's a bad fucking
I thought about that, too, Cam. Yeah. I'm like, how does a speaker catch fire?
Like, I
understand like, on my Motorhead tour, like, hey, our speaker caught fire.
Like, what kind of speakers you guys buying? Upgrade. That's ridiculous.
That's a good point. I thought about that. I'm like, how could this speaker overheat that it burst into flames?
that's some weak speaker.
The team's that hot. Yeah, think about the Raptor fans, though, Coach. They're not allowed in the building all year. Then they are. Then they're not. Then they go to a game. You're allowed in. No mask now. Everything's normal. And there's a fire. Yeah. You all got to leave. And they continued the game. Yeah. It was a Saturday night. Imagine going to the game on Saturday night. You get booted out, Cal, after like 40 minutes. I just thought, bro, all those bars in the area just got swarmed. Like, hey, we're coming
in. Great call. The bars made a fortune. The Raptors were killing them, too. When do they commence that game? They were up like 30. Like, they have to finish the game. When is the makeup?
They finished it, Cam. What are you talking about?
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Sorry. That's what I was just talking about.
Oh,
I just said they don't get people out, and they played without the fans. There was the fire.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. But this is what I don't understand. Sorry, Brett. You're right. Like, I had a lot of golf and things going on and stuff. Like, I was watching the Raptors game.
When are they going to finish that game anyways? No. I'm like, Saturday.
No, I'm a complete stooge. Sorry, I had a blade. I have these blackouts.
That's all good. That's fine.
So the fans who get half a game, do they get another game? That's what I kind of like. What do they?
No,
get?
I don't think so. It's just God's act.
They paid full tickets and got half a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you kind of got screwed. I was just worried, Cam, about it being a bet. I got screwed. I had Siakam over 23.5. He had 23.
Oh, yeah,
maybe if the Pacers didn't suck and are losing by 50, he would have got to 24.
I think the Pacers started the speaker fire. One of their goons.
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire. You're right. I thought about the Pacers. If you're a Pacer, Cam, you're just sitting in the room during the fire thinking, for the love of God, when's this season over? Like, you know it was brought up. Like, guy, don't worry. We got 8 more games of this crap. You're losing by 40. You traded everybody. And you're just sitting there in Toronto getting your ass handed to you in a fire.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions, man. Time's just flying here. We didn't even get to the hockey picks. All right, so what? 7 o'clock action. I'm on the UConn women. I'm going to take the Orlando Magic plus the points. I've got Jokic over 27.5 points. LaMelo Ball over 21.5 points. Trae Young over 29.5 points. Atlanta Hawks, Toronto Raptors, money line parlay. What do you got for us, Coach?
Oh, God, I got to talk fast. Ooh, love this. I'm going
fast.
DeJounte Murray.
Play up tempo
Murray here. Over 17.5. Murray over 17.5 points. I'm sorry, rebounds and assists. Jakob Poeltl over 9.5 rebounds. I told you about Garland over 3.5 rebounds. Damian Jones from Sacramento over 5.5 rebounds. I think Christian Wood goes under 13.5 rebounds and assists. Vucevic over 9.5 rebounds. I like UConn minus the points. And I'd like, where am I blanking? Louisville, minus the points. That's my plays for tonight.
Cam, what do you got for us?
Charlotte Hornets +4, parlay in hockey. Vancouver Canucks +1.5 with Carolina Hurricanes money line to +135. I like the Carolina Hurricanes on the money line. Wendell Carter Jr. over 25.5 points and rebounds. Wendell Carter Jr. over 16.5. Orlando Magic +9. And yeah, what I take too. Oh, yeah, St. Bonaventure, but that game's tomorrow against Xavier.
That game's tomorrow.
Just checking my bets.
Don't feel bad, Cam. Yesterday, the Team Canada was playing Jamaica. I was definitely not on Jamaican time. I was an hour early. I'm sitting here. I got fooled by the pregame show and the kickoff. Yeah. Like, I literally thought the kickoff was at noon 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, here we go. Yeah. It's like an hour. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. They killed them
for a loop.
Kudos to Canada. Nil. Great work. Yep, 4-0. What a beatdown. That's wow, that's a big win.
Smoke the Jamaicans like a fat blunt, coach.
Yeah. Quality stuff.
Yeah. Like the stuff Cam was smoking on Saturday during the Raptor game when they started it.
Chichicho, man. Chichicho.
I don't know where I am.